Surprised to see the richness of the emotion. I also got wet eyes from just seeing how Haridas Thakur was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I mean, Vakadish, I really hope you will enter the chanting which you did on the stage in your life. It was so alive, and then. Yes, how he met this prostitute. First I saw you had gotten a eunuch from Bombay Street to play. It was such a wild presence of eccentricity on the stage. Then I understood, no, it's a good devotee. Really intense to even watch the prostitute. I felt like running away to save my ashram. Really intense. So there was a richness of different rasas going on. And as I was watching, I remembered that Prabhupada gave a very interesting lecture once in Tokyo about his own acting in a drama. He said that there was one very famous director, Mr. Amrit Ghosh, who directed Prabhupada in his younger days to play a drama on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as the boys were speaking about their acting, they finished the drama, and then they expected a loud applause, but the applause never came. Did we do everything wrong? And they looked from behind the screen, and they saw that the whole audience was crying. And that was, of course, the most successful drama. Then the audience is so much moved that they take it for real. Like, I wanted to run out of the room. I felt my heart to save my ashram. This is too much for me. Haridas Thakur can survive this attack, but not me. It was rich with feelings, and as many of you have said, by this drama you seem to transcend the apparent reality and enter really into the events which took place years ago. Now, Prabhupada was talking in this lecture about his own appearance on the stage, and he made one comment. He said, if while you are performing your drama, you begin to remember that you are Karandara, what was the name of this famous? Karandara, a famous devotee of Srila Prabhupada, then you cannot act any longer. If, for instance, Dwarakadish would think, No, I'm not Haridas Thakur, I'm a doctor. And then he would maybe raise his scalpel at the Yuvraj and Vishwarupa and say, don't come closer, please. Yeah, if you want to act, you have to be totally absorbed in the feeling and forget who you are for a moment. Then you can act properly. So Prabhupada took this this point and made a very deep philosophical point, which I would like to repeat to you. He said, similarly, we are all acting in this material world. We are all playing out a drama, and we have forgotten that we are Krishna's servants. And he said, and we feel that we are not Krishna's drama, Krishna's servants. We identify so much with our false roles that we feel like being people from Mumbai or from Hamburg or Frankfurt or the Italian mafia. if we would remember who we are, we couldn't any longer act in this false drama of material life. He made this point. It's a beautiful little point, isn't it? We feel so much like conditioned souls that we really have forgotten who we are. And then he said, yeah, but actually, we just need to wake up from this illusion and once we are in the reality. He said, actually, no one of us has fallen from Krishna. We're just imagining that, like an actor who imagines a false role. I wanted to just tell you this very nice lecture from Tokyo. If you are interested, I actually wanted to make a copy and give it to. It's a really wonderful point. It says we actually have never fallen. We just feel we have fallen. We imagine this like a theater actor. The last comment which I would like to make this evening is when I heard you talking, I first heard you as a sympathetic Swami who likes to be amongst you, and then I made an experiment. I thought as a critic, now these are here, maybe sit in the house of Krishna Chandra, which is certainly not a poor man's cottage, there is Srinaji, who just drove us a few days back in a white German car, like a rally driver through Mumbai, and they are talking so excited, and here are doctors, and they all talk so excitingly about dramas, which are, I mean, things which grown-up people who are not actors don't really normally do. Children play dramas, but not grown-up people, and certainly not rally drivers and palace owners. So I was a little bit trying to also act out the role of a critic and observing you with this critical perspective. And then it dawned on me, actually you were not playing dramas, you were playing doing devotee association. Radhanath Maharaj has tricked us another time to enter into what he wants to teach us, a very lively and very dynamic and very deep form of devotee association. You are really doing sadhu sangha. This is what this drama playing is all about, because you are too grown up to play. The fact that you relished it was that you were not playing dramas, you were doing devotee association. Hare Krishna.